We're talking with Ryan Cook today. Ryan Cook of the band Ryan Cook and Sunny Acres, great Canadian country band. You are based in, is it Nova Scotia, Ryan?
Yeah, we're based out of Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Okay, Halifax, Nova Scotia, great.
I'm from Yarmouth, and some of the members are from Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, which is a little fishing community on the South Shore, on the very, very far tip of Nova Scotia.
Okay, good,
to,
yeah.
Portland.
Okay.
Actually.
And you grew up on a dairy farm there.
Yep, that's right.
Good, so...
We have had a farm for 80 years.
80 years.
Yeah.
Good. That's interesting. Great. Nice to have a family farm, and it's still going too, I guess. You have a link on your webpage.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. We do.
Did you grow up in a musical family, or is this something that you just discovered on your own?
I guess you could say I grew up in a musical family because mm-hmm. my grandmother was the one who introduced me not so much to listening to music, but to playing music. She gave me my first guitar when I was 13.
Okay.
And she played the piano and the organ in church, and she played a bit of guitar, and they used to have sing songs and stuff on Sunday nights
mm-hmm.
at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the barn out back of their house was called Sunny Acres.
So okay.
That's where I kind of got the name for the group. And that guitar was a Takamine acoustic small body parlor guitar, and I just brought it out of the closet the other day, and I'm gonna start taking it on stage with me, and I'm gonna put a pickup in it, and use it as my stage guitar now because it's nicer than the one that I use.
Oh, that's so nice.
I think she paid about $1,200 for it, and that probably would have been in the late 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice guitar. It's been around, and it has a lot of good songs in it.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, her investment certainly paid off.
Yeah.
Good. Now, you were originally interested in metal music and a little bit of punk too, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. When I grew up, we were, around country music
mm-hmm.
all the time, and we had always been watching the Grand Ole Opry and everything else that was on TNN and Hee Haw reruns on Saturday nights. And I quickly learned to hate country music very
mm-hmm.
quickly because
mm-hmm.
when you're a kid, you kind of, you want to do the opposite of what your parents tell you to do and
mm-hmm.
listen to the opposite kind of music that they listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until about 3 or 4 years ago that I actually got into country music. And for the 10 years prior to that, I was playing around Nova Scotia and a few heavy metal groups and punk groups and things like that. And I think we're going to put some links up on the website in the next month or two to some of the old recordings and pictures and stuff of those groups, just out of the interest that it might be to some people.
That would be a lot of fun, too. What's the website address again?
My website's ryancook.ca.
Okay, ryancook.ca. Easy to remember. Good. Now, what made you decide to make the switch and get back into country music?
Well, I was working at a seniors home about six years ago for a summer, and I was doing music therapy, and I studied music history at the university here in Nova Scotia. And when I was there, there was a couple of gentlemen who had a room together, and they were like fanatics for music. They had like all these, this would have been mostly cassettes that they had. They just had like suitcases full of all these cassettes of also country music, and they made me some tapes, some mixtapes and things, and gave them to me sort of, I don't know if as a memento, but just something they wanted me to hear. They wanted me to be aware of the music that they liked. And
mm-hmm.
so I hung on to these tapes, and it wasn't until about 4 years later that I found them in my apartment in Halifax and started listening to them. And that's kind of when it all came together.
Okay, interesting. Good, good. Well, we're certainly glad of that. We're busy playing your song here and really like it. They're pretty sure that's the lead track off your CD.
That's right, yeah.
And this is your full-length CD, Hot Times. Is that correct?
Hot Times, yeah. It's basically the second record that we put out. The first one was an EP,
mm-hmm.
Open Acres, and it's 10 songs that I wrote. And, a lot of people say, call it traditional country music or honky-tonk type of music, but, it's just the way that it came out. That's
okay.
What I write. That's what I listen to predominantly, a lot
mm-hmm.
of music from the 40s and 50s. and not so much any music from the 80s, 90s, or current. So it certainly has that type of niche to it, and I guess it sounds sort of vintage to and a bit of a retrospective to some people. But that's good if they like it. That's all that matters.
Good. So the music of the 40s and 50s then definitely influence you.
Yeah, I think okay. The 40s, 50s, and the early 1960s was the music that influenced most this record and mm-hmm. most of the songs that we did. I mean, I tried to write just as myself and write about the things that I know,
mm-hmm.
rather than try to write for a certain market or a certain style or write for a certain appeal. I just wrote the songs that came out the way they did. So there are some downbeat songs, and there's also some upbeat stuff, but it's kind of not a whole lot different than what I would write if I was doing the metal stuff too. Like, I just, you know, it was kind of like uncensored, I guess, you know what
okay.
I mean, because I didn't have mm-hmm. we're completely independent aside from a small record label that we're more of a collective that we're attached to in the province, so I don't really have anybody like a big record label telling me, you know, trying to change my lyrics or change mm-hmm. any of the songs or rearrange anything. It just came out the way that I wanted it to be out, and I got to have my band play on it instead of having session players. So I guess that whole the whole thing kind of makes it hopefully an original sounding.
Good. I've read that it's a mixture of genres: honky tonk, western swing, and music noir.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that, dude.
Okay.
For sure.
What exactly is music noir?
Well, I think what that refers to is it's kind of a play on words from the old film noir.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of genre of films that came out that had sort of a darker subject matter, and I guess that kind of applies to us, because usually within country music, you don't really, most artists, aside from a very, very, very small few, really delve into certain subject matter and certain places that you just don't. The country music doesn't really go, and I think there was this couple specific tracks
mm-hmm.
on the record. I think maybe a song called Between the Buried and Me,
okay.
and this is more of like a brooding type of sounding a song, and I think that's where that came from.
Good. And the album's been out since February 2008.
Yeah, it came out the last day. It came out on the leap year.
Neat.
And and it's available on iTunes as well, which it's actually cheaper to get on iTunes because it's only $9.99. You can download each song off the record as opposed to ordering one from the website.
Mm-hmm.
Although the album artwork that we have was really great. It was done by a group called Yo Rodeo
mm-hmm.
in Halifax, and they do screen printing and a lot of in-house art design, and they worked on the record and came up with the concept
mm-hmm.
along with myself, and so we're pretty happy about that too.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, it was produced by Scott Ferguson from the Rankin family.
Yeah, that's right.
That's neat.
Scott actually left to go on tour with the Rankin sisters in the middle of the record, so that's why we ended up putting it out at the end of February, because he was away for a month with them,
mm-hmm.
and he was a great producer. He did a little bit of singing on
mm-hmm.
that song, pretty sure too.
Okay.
Actually, singing
okay.
some of the backup vocals with me.
Oh, neat! Yeah,
some of the things like that.
Good. And I've read that your inspiration is based on personal adventures and also a fictional character.
Well, yeah. Like, what that means is that for me, when I write songs, I kind of, you know, sometimes I sit down and write a song. There's a song on the record called Little Doves,
mm-hmm.
and there's another one called Sharpest Knife. And those two songs, when I sat down and started to write them, I was sort of writing from my own point of view,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, my own thoughts. And then by the time I got to the end of the song, and after it had been edited and hatched over a few times, I looked at it on paper and listened to it, and I realized that it wasn't about me at all, but it was sort of, you know, about
mm-hmm.
about different characters and people that I had seen
mm-hmm.
in the town of Yarmouth. Like, that whole album of Hot Times is pretty much all based around you know, either people or places that I've experienced right here in the South Shore of
good.
Nova Scotia, more specifically than anywhere else,
good.
Aside from the Songaspe Valley. So, I think that, like, sometimes even secondhand stories that I've heard, been places and
mm-hmm.
and stories that have passed around second or third generation, sometimes certain characters like that that I used, and because sometimes it's easier and sometimes it's better to write a little bit outside of yourself. Because if I just wrote a whole album about everything that was going on in my mind, it'd be a pretty self-centered record, and it might not appeal to as many people outside of just myself. So we tried to include some other things and some other perceptions and stuff.
Good. Now, Sunny Acres, Ryan Cook and Sunny Acres, how many members are in the band?
Well, I think altogether we've had probably about 15 or 20 over the last 2 years, because we have a real rotating cast of guys and girls that have come in and out and played with the group. And the group changes a lot, and a lot of what that is that it became so expensive for us to travel with a 5 or a 6-piece group and to do that type of Western swing and that honky-tonk type of live show that, I ended up going out and doing a lot of shows as a duo. And so now what I play with mostly is a trio or the odd time I'll play with a 4-piece, and we've incorporated a much more rootsy stage show. We use a stand-up bass instead of an electric bass, and we have a master jazz banjoist and a guitarist who plays mandolin and harmonica and dobro and lap steel as well, and he plays with us. So usually myself and him and a stand-up bass player will go out and put on a show a lot of times, as opposed to the old 5-piece with drums and a steel guitar and everything. And so what's actually happened is that our sound is sort of starting to change a little bit, and I guess it kind of makes it interesting, because whenever somebody comes out to see our show, they know they're always going to see something new. It's always going to be new and improved, and it always gets better. It never gets worse. And so...
Well, that's a lot of fun, too. Are you doing a lot of shows in the Maritimes this summer?
Yeah, we do sort of a festival circuit of shows here in the province, and we play in New Brunswick as well. Now, we're planning on making our way up to Quebec and Ontario, probably, I would say, in either late 2008 or 2009. And I think that me and the guy that I spoke of who plays the multi-instrumentalist who plays with me, I think we have some plans to travel, maybe even try and go overseas, maybe go to Asia and Australia at some point, because there seems to be a pretty big market for country music.
Okay,
in those places,
good.
Surprisingly enough.
Good. And the song Pretty Sure, I heard, is doing very well on the country charts?
Yeah, that's right. We did good on the Can Country charts. We came in at number 68 out of 100, which was great, because we'd only been on the radio for like a week at that point.
Wow, so that is great.
So we're pretty, confident that in the next month or two that will continue to climb up, hopefully dramatically, and we can make a bigger mark on the rest
good.
Of the scene, I guess.
Good. Anything else you wanted to add, Ryan, before we go?
No, not specifically, just the thanks to everyone who listens and enjoys our music up that way, and to check out not only our website at ryancook.ca, but we have a Facebook and a MySpace and all that stuff as well.
Okay, great. MySpace address would be myspace.com?
It would be /RyanK, Ryan K. Cook. And the Facebook, I think you just type in Ryan Cook and Sunny Acres. And we have a Sonic Bids as well, sonicbids.com/RyanKCook. And I think if you Google us, I think you'll find YouTube videos as well.
Okay.
And all kinds of other stuff.
Okay, so you've done some videos too. That's neat. I'll have to check that out. Good. Okay, well, thanks very much, Ryan, and all the best to you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Up next, we're going to hear the song called Pretty Sure by Ryan Cook and Sunny Acres.
I'm pretty sure the pretty girls are pretty hard to beat. I'm pretty sure you'll see them when they're walking down the street. And I'm pretty sure every guy feels the same as me. I'm pretty sure that pretty girls are pretty hard to beat. I'm pretty sure pretty girls are pretty hard to keep. Well, I had one down in Kansas and she walked right out on me. She was tall and thin, 5'10", with legs from here to there. But she didn't want my little seashore flowers in her hair. I'm pretty sure pretty girls are pretty hard to beat. I'm pretty sure you've seen them when they're walking down the street. And I'm pretty sure every guy feels the same as me. I'm pretty sure that pretty girls are pretty hard to beat. Pretty sure, Johnny. The pretty girls are pretty hard to tame. Well, I have one down the arm, but then she wouldn't take my name. She said, I don't like your milk, and I think you cooks are all the same. Well, I'm pretty sure that she can go and she can keep her name. 'Cause I'm pretty sure the pretty girls are pretty hard to beat. I'm pretty sure you've seen them when they're walking down the street. And I'm pretty sure every guy feels the same as me. I'm pretty sure that pretty girls are pretty hard to beat. Pretty sure, buddy. Pretty girls are pretty hot when they're wearing leopard mini skirts hanging in the parking lot. So beautiful, they look like little horses when they trot. They jump up on the hood of my car and I toot my horn a lot. I'm pretty sure pretty girls are pretty hard to beat. I'm pretty sure you've seen them when they're walking down the street. And I'm pretty sure every guy feels the same as me. I'm pretty sure that pretty girls are pretty hard to beat. I'm pretty sure that pretty girls